It is Friday, November 30th, the last day of November 2012. I'm Kyle Kellums.
I'm Christina Thomas.
With us is Becca Martin-Brown. She is features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.
Bah humbug.
You are waving bye to November and don't like it?
Tired of the Christmas cheer.
What?
Yeah. Already? No, not really.
Oh, okay. I was
I want to talk to you about a Civil War battle, which is not very cheery. So.
No, but very timely.
Well, it's been 150 years minus a day or two since the Union and Confederate troops met in Prairie Grove. It was not a big battle. It was bloody, but it was decisive because it was the end of the Confederacy trying to get into Missouri.
I would say it wasn't big, relatively speaking.
Right.
It wasn't Antietam or Gettysburg.
Right.
But there were still casualties.
Yes.
Many, many.
And
over
2,000.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
And so every even-numbered year, Prairie Grove Battlefield State Park has a battle reenactment. It just happens this is the 150th anniversary. So there will be cannons and camps and cooking and spinning and lace-making and a display of fought-in-earnest Civil War Arkansas, a traveling exhibit, all day Saturday and all day Sunday, and it's free. Parking is $5 a car. They say they have about 800 reenactors usually, and rumor has it about 3,000 coming in. So it'll be a big day.
And I have been to this before, and you have a lot of, audience or patrons, or I don't know what the proper term would be to watch a reenactment, but you'll have more this year as well because of that
landmark anniversary. Because it's 150th, right. Sesquicentennial.
That's correct.
Have you seen Abraham Lincoln, Vampire Hunter?
No, I saw the Spielberg movie, Lincoln.
I haven't seen the Spielberg movie.
Yeah.
But the Vampire Hunter explains why the Confederacy really lost the Civil War.
Huh. I have the DVD sitting at home waiting to be watched.
I loved it. Moving on from my insanity, on to Christmas festivities.
Yes.
Shopping first, because it's my insanity.
Okay.
The Block Street Holiday Art Sale, which is now at Mount Sequoia, not on Block Avenue, is 7 to 9 today, 10 to 5 tomorrow, and noon to 4 on Sunday at Parker Hall. That's the first building on the left.
This has allowed them to expand somewhat?
They have a couple of guest artists. William Mays Flanagan is back. They have Denise Lanuti and Sabina Schmidt as guest artists.
Side note. Talking about Bill Flanagan,
mm-hmm.
Wednesday night when the moon was coming up and it was this bright orange, it was over the trees without leaves,
mm-hmm.
I said, he's got to be out there painting right now.
Oh, Lord,
right?
I hope so.
Because
it looked like a Bill Flanagan painting.
It did. When I was driving home, coming up over Mount Sequoia, I looked at that and said, this looks stunningly like a Bill Flanagan painting.
Oh, there's all sorts of amazing stuff at this sale. Faye Alter will be there with her bags and Deborah Dubois with her weaving and a good time will be had by all. There's a holiday farmer's market from 9 to 2 on Saturday at the Botanical Garden of the Ozarks in Fayetteville.
Yep.
The Country Christmas Bazaar is from 9 to 5 Saturday at the Christian Community Fellowship Church in Siloam Springs. It's a fundraiser for the Siloam Springs Museum.
Okay.
The Holiday Bazaar is, of course, from 10 to 4 Saturday and noon to 4 Sunday at the Community Creative Center at Nadine Baum Studios.
Always like this one.
I will elbow my way in at 10 o'clock because I can finish my Christmas shopping. The Ozarks Chorale's Spirit of the Season is at 7 tonight at the Jones Center. And it is $10 for adults, free for children and students. Tomorrow is Breakfast with Santa at the Art Center of the Ozarks. If you haven't read today's What's Up, there's, if I do say so myself, a hilarious story about Santa's personal life. There are three breakfast seatings at 8:30, 9:15, and 10 tomorrow, and tickets are $15 for children and $5 for adults. Light up Siloam Springs and the Siloam Springs Christmas Parade, 6 o'clock Saturday, obviously in Siloam Springs. Tomorrow night at 7, Sean Jones and his band will be at the Walton Arts Center.
Two shows, 7 and 9.
And Christmas Fanfare. The Art Center of the Ozarks Chorale is performing at 7:30 Saturday evening if everybody there lives through Santa.
Right. There you go.
And that's $8 to $12 for tickets.
And that is where?
At the Art Center of the Ozarks in Springdale.
Very good.
After breakfast.
Right.
Right. Thank you, Becca. Becca Martin-Brown is features editor with Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.
On this week's Generic Blues Show, we have a name brand interview with Buddy Flett. I think of him as the Earl Cade of Shreveport, Louisiana. He stopped by the studios last month, brought a couple guitars. Check out that interview this Friday night at 9 o'clock on the Generic Blues Show. We'll see you then.